from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frost, Heidi, and Frank show a little bit after 9 a.m. on Wednesdays now at 9 o'clock. We cross streams.
Now we're crossing streams. Series and movies. Tablets, phones, PCs, and on smart TVs. Now we're crossing streams.
Yes, we're crossing streams. It's where we suggest good things to watch on your streaming services or things to skip on all the streaming services. There's so much to choose from. You start going down a never-ending hole of choices, and it's very, very hard to make those choices when you have so many to choose from. So help us narrow it down. 1-800-955-5567 is the number. If you want to text a suggestion, you can always do that. Text FHF and then your suggestions to 68683. Now, coming to the L.A. area, Bruce Springsteen will take part in a special event marking the opening of Netflix's third annual FYC experience, which runs from May 5th to June 9th at the streaming company's Raleigh Studios in Hollywood. He'll be appearing with renowned director Martin Scorsese at the opening night event. Bruce starred in the recent Netflix special Springsteen on Broadway. Anybody watch that?
No.
It captured a performance of his popular Broadway show. No, didn't watch
I
that?
Did, uh-huh. Yeah, no.
Anybody? Lisa? No. The FYC experience, which showcases and promotes Netflix's original programming, will include a variety of Q&A sessions, performances, screenings, interactive displays, as well as themed events featuring Quincy Jones, David Letterman, and Ellen DeGeneres.
Wow.
And then on closing night, June 9th, the event will feature Oprah Winfrey, Heidi, hosting a conversation with director Ava DuVernay and the cast of the limited Netflix series When They See Us, which premieres on May 31st. It's going to be here in Los Angeles starting on May 5th. It's called the F. If you want to know, it's fyc.netflix.com to find out the entire schedule. So maybe you can get tickets. Maybe we can get some tickets to give away, and we'll give them away maybe on the segment of the show. So there's that going on. Let's see. Sammy has a suggestion. What are you watching, Sammy?
I just binged Shrill on Hulu. It's with the girl from Saturday Night Live. What's her name? Addie Bryant. Okay. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. It is like a chick flick type of show. It's a comedy, and it's so good. She's kind of dating this guy who, like, doesn't introduce her to anybody, makes her leave out the back door, and is super disrespectful to her. And
so it's your life?
Right. No, seriously. It's so many girls live this life, and then they're talking to their friends about it, and all of her friends are like, dump him. What are you doing? And the second he gives her just any small piece of anything she's wanting from him, she'd be like, oh my god, but he did this, he's really trying, he's really changing, when he's not at all.
Right. And it's just, I do like this show.
Yeah.
So it's called Shrill on Hulu.
Right.
All right, be sure and check that out. We got a text coming in from the 717. Where is that, Johnny? 717.
It's like a Boeing.
Hey, it's Mike from Pittsburgh. Now, you should know that, just Steelers fan. You should have the tattoo. He's listening from Pittsburgh. He says, check out the documentary on Netflix called The Devil We Know and a comedian named Daniel Sloss. He's suggesting those two. Anybody familiar?
Don't know The Devil We Know.
The Devil We Know.
Sure, no.
Check that out. And comedian Daniel Sloss. All right. Let's go to Les on line one. Hello, Les.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Cross streams with us.
Hey, there's a Netflix original called Sex Education. It's based in England. A bunch of kids in high school, and this oddball kid, his mother's like a sex therapist. He and another girl end up giving all their classmates advice, and man, they get in all kinds of crazy and funny situations.
Is that Gillian Anderson from X-Files in that?
Oh, yeah, my God. The older she gets, the hotter she
gets. Oh, I know. I did check out Sex Education. It is a good show. Definitely something worth watching.
And it looks like they did approve for a second season, so I'm looking forward to seeing it.
The kid kind of reminds me of a young Tom Hanks. Version of a young Tom Hanks. So, yes. Les, I'm going to give you a prize. I'm going to give you a four-pack to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair.
All right. Hey, thank you. Frank, if you got anything for the Greek, the cold, I'd appreciate it. My wife loves the cold.
So I already gave the cold away. I do have psychedelic furs, the Greek.
I'll take it, brother. Thank you.
All right, I'll give you that. That means I still have the Pleasure Fair 4-pack, so I'll put that back on the board. Stay on hold, Les. Let's go to Sue. Hello, Sue.
Hey, how are you guys?
What are you suggesting? Cross some streams with us.
Highwayman on Netflix.
Oh, The Highwayman. Yeah, my neighbor told me about that last night. She goes, it's so
Kevin
good.
Kevin Costner. And
Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson oh. based so good. Off of Bonnie so and Clyde. Good. Their hunt for Bonnie and Clyde, right?
Yes, yes. And it's really, really good. Very authentic.
Netflix original movie. It's not a series. It's a movie,
correct,
right?
Correct,
correct. So. I know, I've been waiting to watch that, too.
Me, too.
So.
Looks good.
Thank you, Sue. Sue, do you want the four-pack to the pleasure fair?
You know what? Pass it on to a veteran.
All right, I will. I'll pass that on to the next vet who wants to go to the pleasure fair and get a little turkey leg. There you go.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
Now we're crossing streams.
Okay.
A little interlude.
Anybody else in studio have a suggestion?
Well, I do. Eric had told me we had Chad Daniels in here yesterday, stand-up comic, and he's got a special on Amazon Prime called Dad Chaniels. And it is hilarious. I feel bad that I didn't watch it before he came in, but once he was in here yesterday, I was like, I really want to check it out. And he's so smart. It's so funny. He's so clever with how he crafts his jokes and his
stories.
Eric story,
says
so.
Probably one of the best he's ever seen.
He's really
it's
great.
Belly laugh hard. And he is a craftsman.
Yes.
Like he said in here yesterday, he has perfected these jokes. I mean, it is such a good special. I highly, highly recommend
it. Yeah, if you
want
to laugh, we laughed hard last night.
What's it called again?
Dad Chaniels.
Yeah. But you could type in Chad Daniels if you
want
to.
They'll probably still pop up.
Yeah. So good.
Okay, let's see. Let's go to John. Let's see if we get more Netflix here. A lot of Netflix. Here's a YouTube suggestion. Hello, Russell.
G'day, Frank. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Cross some streams with us.
I have found on YouTube there was a huge series in Australia called Underbelly. There's a whole different amount of shows or series. It's on all of Australia's underworld crime of what went on.
Ooh.
So if you go on YouTube, put in Underbelly Season 1, Episode 1. That's, I think, there's 13 shows to the first series, which is really good. And that happened in Melbourne. I was rubbing shoulders with these guys in all the pubs and clubs. And then there's also another one. If you type in Underbelly Chopper, there was a well-known underworld figure, Mark Brandon Reed. And there's also a really good movie starring Eric Bana called Chopper. And it's an eye-opener.
Are these based off real character, real people in Australia?
This is all real stories that actually happened.
Oh, cool. Underbelly on YouTube. Thank you so much, Russell. Let's go to David. He has a suggestion for Amazon Prime. Hey, David.
Good morning, everybody.
Cross some streams with us.
So, over the weekend on Amazon, I watched this movie from 2015 with Kurt Russell. Have any of you heard of the movie Bone Tomahawk?
No.
This movie, I'd never heard of it. It's a Western, and it starts out like a regular Western. Indians kidnap some of the people from the town. Kurt Russell, the sheriff, goes to get them, and then it goes off the rails. I mean, it's gruesome, it's brutal, it is out of control. Never seen anything like it.
And it's fantastic.
So, recommendation for you guys.
All right, Bone Tomahawk on Amazon Prime. Thank you so much, David. Survey says The Office is the most popular TV show among college students. I think you can still stream The Office. And Game of Thrones is the second most among college students. Did you guys are you going to stream Game of Thrones on HBO now, HBO Go?
I am, and I can't read anything about the new season because I don't want spoilers to ruin it. So I'm kind of shut out till I go back and...
Because this is the eighth and final season. So, yeah, you do have seven seasons to catch up, Frosty. But you can binge that. I did that in less than a month, like just a couple episodes, you know.
It's hard not to see stuff popping up because everyone's talking about it, but I don't want to see or hear anything about it and be tipped off. So it's tough to...
It's got to be tough because it's the final season.
Yeah.
So everyone's going to be talking about the final season.
Because
so.
I didn't watch it. I mean, I tried, but I couldn't get into it. Maybe it's frame of mind thing. I don't know. But I did see reaction. And again, I know nothing about the show, but the reaction for the first episode of this season, a couple of the guys watching it, and they were like, they went, whoa, yo, yeah. My, and I was like,
those guys are gay.
Oh,
were they gay?
I have no idea. It was like on video.
I don't know if
a
I'd be screaming
shot of
that
them, like,
much.
Oh,
I mean, it was a.
Oh.
I thought that part that they're probably screaming to was sort of cheesy. Yeah, it's a very whole new world. I was like, okay.
I'm trying not to listen to this. I don't want to.
I mean,
but
so there wasn't that moment for you where you're like,
jumping not in up, the like, first, like, not in the first episode.
These guys look like Tiger Woods. When Tiger Woods, like, whoa.
No.
Okay.
Were you disappointed in the?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't disappointed. I'm glad it's back on. I see.
You stayed on the couch.
You got to set it up a certain way. But yeah, I wasn't like, oh my god, it's so beautiful. Come on, no. You Game of Thrones fans know exactly what I'm talking about.
Anthony recommended this to me a couple weeks ago, and I binged it for a couple weekends. It's only 10 episodes long. If you like car racing, if you like Formula One in particular, you're going to love this. It's on Netflix, and it's called Formula One Drive to Survive. It's a really good behind-the-scenes look of...
Do you have to be a gearhead like you to enjoy it?
No, you can be a casual race watcher, in fact. But it's really cool. It's just behind the scenes of all the politics and backstabbing and competition that goes on between the drivers and the owners and cutthroat of who's going to be able to drive the car and who we're going to let go. And the action scenes during the race are like nothing you've ever seen before. And you get to hear the communication between the drivers and the cockpit. It's really good if you like race.
Documentary type thing?
Yes, documentary.
Oh, wow.
It follows the whole season, 2018, the World Championship, and it's called Formula One. Drive to Survive. So Netflix.
Cool.
If you like racing, you'll binge it in probably one weekend.
Yeah, they listed the most binged watch shows in every state, and out here in California, Game of Thrones is the most binged watched show. Let's see, in Arizona, it's Law and Order.
Kids, all right, been around forever.
Oregon, NCIS. A lot of people, old people, live in Oregon. Yeah. And then in Washington, I mean, as far as the West Coast, Game of Thrones once again. Let's see. Indiana. What's Indiana watching? 2 and a Half Men. Seriously?
Really?
What's Florida watching? Jack Ryan.
Oh, that's a great show.
That's a great
on
show.
Amazon Prime.
That was going to
so
be
good.
Golden Girls.
With John Krasinski.
Okay, let's see. We got another suggestion from Hulu. It's Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Cross streams with us.
It's The Act with Hulu.
Mm-hmm. What's it about?
It's about the girl who the mom is,
she has Munchausen by proxy.
We'll believe you. Thank you, Lisa.
It's based on a true story.
Is?
This mom kept her little girl, made her little girl think that she couldn't walk, that she was very, very
sick.
Was
she recently on Dr. Phil?
Maybe.
And then she murdered her mother? Yes. With her boyfriend? Yes. Yeah, they were on Dr. Phil recently, so it must have been because Hulu has that story.
Yeah, and so The Act is, I forget who plays the little girl, but Patricia Arquette plays the mom. I haven't seen it yet, just because I know the story, so I kind of don't want to...
Munchausen by proxy is when you...
Munchausen syndrome.
She just kept making her daughter sick, and she made her daughter think that she couldn't walk, that she kept her in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But she could walk, but... I don't, so did she give her something to make her not be able to walk?
Yeah, I think she gave her some, like, all kinds of little poisons.
And the girl went along with
and...
it because...
No, she thought, she believed it.
And
I mean...
She believed it for a while until she discovered, oh my God, I got out of the wheelchair and her mom's, like, wouldn't feed. If you get out of the wheelchair, you know, you won't eat, I won't give you any food.
So the then,
act. Yeah,
she ended
really...
up murdering her mother, and she's in prison for murder. But you think, you know, really?
It's almost self-defense.
That mom deserved it. I'd have killed her, too.
Here's another YouTube suggestion from Charlie. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What should we watch on YouTube?
Wayne. It was done by the people who wrote Deadpool.
Did we talk about Wayne before?
Yeah. I think I was looking into maybe getting the writers of Wayne on the show to come in on the segment
about it. Do not miss out. It is super good.
Yeah, we talked about Wayne before. Yeah, we got to definitely watch that. Now, is this on YouTube? It's not Prime. What's it called? YouTube Red?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so you definitely got to check out Wayne. Thank you so much, Charlie. Let's see, another suggestion from Hulu. Hello, Tanya.
Hey there, hi.
Hi.
Crossing streams, what you got?
I've got Killing Eve with Sandra Oh.
Yep, I watch it too. It's great.
It would have made the Bible a lot shorter.
Oh.
And the earth a lot less populated.
I've seen the trailer, so it's hard for me to figure out what it's about. It looks very creepy and weird. What is Killing Eve?
Killing Eve is about a lady who is trying to track down a serial killer or a killer.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually an assassin, but she's going rogue, and this lady tries to find her, and she gets obsessed with her.
Is it a movie or like a
miniseries?
It's a series.
Yeah.
It's a series.
Yeah, Sandra Oh plays Eve, and this girl, and she's chasing. Yeah, she's chasing this serial killer, and the serial killer is now trying to kill her.
Oh, thank you so much, Tanya. Good. We'll look for that on Hulu. Here's some more suggestions from text coming in. You can always text the show, text FHF, and then your suggestions for Crossing Streams to 68683. 949 says, check out this show called Game of Thrones. You probably haven't heard of it, but it's really good on HBO.
Wonder what it's
about. Thanks, 949. 626 says, check out the comedy show Kim's Convenience on Netflix. It's a really funny show of a Korean family that owns a convenience store.
Okay.
Kim's Convenience. Also, Black Summer on Netflix has been suggested. Thomas wants to suggest that. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, guys. How you doing? So Black Summer, it is a zombie scary movie. They got a new way that they're upgrading the sound that's just scaring you off your seat.
So obviously with zombies, you have the certain genre. There's slow zombies. There's fast zombies.
What's everybody's going on? Dying in this one. Everybody, you're not going to know who's going to survive it because everybody's dying. And you can't just drop them real easy in this one. So everybody's getting eaten up. It's pretty gruesome.
And it's called Black Summer on Netflix. Thank you so much. Let's go to John on line four. Hey, John, Crossing Streams, what do you got for us?
Hey, man, I'm watching the Autopsy of Jane Doe on Netflix.
Ooh, okay, that sounds.
Who is she?
She's just some woman that like comes into a morgue and then she slowly comes back to life, like really spooky. It has Brian Cox and Emile Hirsch.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's a movie.
Yeah, she's like terrorizing them throughout the morgue, and they can't escape because they're like trapped inside.
Jesus. Lots of death and zombies.
Yeah, a lot of disturbing things. I saw this at Disney Plus. When's it actually launch, Eric? Do you know?
It's this year, I know. I think it's
at some point.
I know
they announced what it's going to cost and everything, and they're saying and Netflix and the announcement had like lost $3 billion in value in stock. But Disney Plus has a Hawkeye series starring Jeremy Renner in the works.
A series. Oh, wow.
Is in the works. And also The Dropout. Kate McKinnon cast as Elizabeth Holmes in Hulu's upcoming biopic, The Dropout.
Oh, wow. The Dropout, Elizabeth Holmes, there was a movie called Bad Blood, and then there was it's about the lady who claimed to be able to test for all these diseases with one drop of blood. She was a big scam artist up in Silicon Valley. I mean,
it's an HBO documentary right now. It's fantastic. Okay. It's unbelievable.
Based on the HBO documentary, they're making a series on Hulu about it.
Yeah, and she just has all these people on her board that are just so powerful and completely believe
everyone. She's the lady who speaks like this with her voice really low. Yeah.
Yep.
And she does that on purpose because she thinks people take her seriously.
I thought that's how she was born.
No.
I heard that that's like a scam where she's like, she lowers her voice because people automatically take her seriously.
Somebody had said, I knew her back in the day, so I don't know what this girl, why she talks like that now. She just talk like a regular girl, but then all of a sudden this was a thing.
I'm talking like this now, and one drop of blood I could tell if you had diseases that you have.
Yeah, basically.
I think it's called The Inventor on HBO.
Oh, so good. Check that out.
There's
that.
Something coming out in a few weeks. I don't have the exact date, but I'm dying this. It's my favorite documentary of all time. And some of you have seen this your whole life. You've been following this. It's called the Up series, UP, the Up series. Heidi, you've seen some, right?
Yep.
They started with it's cartoon, the old guy with the balloons.
different thing. They started following a bunch of kids years ago, almost half century ago, when they were 7 years old. And they filmed all the kids, and they came back and revisited their lives every 7 years to see what they became.
Was
what
it
happened
called
to
7 Up?
7 Up. The next was 14 Up, then 21 Up and 28 Up. These people are now old. The one that's going to be out this spring is called 63 Up. So these 7-year-old kids, you could see them age in 7-year chunks and see how they change. One guy goes mentally ill. One lady has a terrible disease.
Well, I guess you're going to have to watch that from the beginning because you got to care about them care about what happened in 7 years.
Previously on. Maybe
every time they put it in.
Is that
out?
Because they say every 7 years you change personality? Yes. So it's basically to see how entirely different the people are from 7 years to 7 years.
Yes. And sometimes who you are at 7 is who you are at 60 years old. Sometimes you still see pieces of the adult in the child. Anyway, it's going to be out in just a few weeks. It'll be called 63 Up.
I don't know if I want to see pieces of an adult and a child.
But Frank, think about yourself. Like you
I've
said,
watched Finding Neverland. I don't want to see that.
When you were 3 years old, old, 5 years old, you're basically the same as you are now. You were at 3 years old still rubbing a waitress's little panty. You were that guy.
Yeah,
like,
you are.
There's a piece
the
of...
The times have changed. I can't rub waitresses' asses
anymore. You can't.
Seriously, what kind of world do we live
only
in?
Only when you're 3 or 83.
By the way, my math sucks. 64 up. Excuse me. It'll be 64.
I was going to say...
it's a multiple of 7. 64
How's that IQ
up.
Test going?
Explain double math again.
The top 10 binge shows across the U.S. Number one is Game of Thrones. Number two, this is in the past 18 months. Number two was The Office. Three is Ozark.
Great show.
Four, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Great show.
Funny.
Five, Grace and Frankie.
Oh, amazing.
Six is NCIS. Seven, Grey's Anatomy. Eight is You. And nine is Shameless. And 10 is Friends. Those are the top 10 binge watch shows across America. Everyone else is watching. Thank you for being a part of Crossing Streams. We'll do it again next Wednesday. So go home and do your homework and watch some shows and tell us if we should or shouldn't watch certain things on the streaming networks. Right now, we do have to apologize to those of you that we have offended and get out of here.
People who look like Pac-Man, Mrs. Dash users, Rooster fans, and Lucky Charm cereal.
Foley artist, quiet talker, Shirley Temple, and the Fat Lizard.
Breezeways, massage therapist, bottle poppers, and the dirty pickle.
The unemployed, men with beards, skinless babies, and the kids of 7-Up.
Motels, rescue humans, millennials in training, and anybody living with her in-laws.
And Hathaway, Shazam, acute daughters, and poor, contagious people.
British Petroleum, old organists, Bob Ross, and my smart brother, Donnie.
Paralyzed paramedics, interrupting meteorologists, Indiana commuters, and Little Fingers Proctology.
Carl's Jr., drivers with a suspended license, the constipated, and biker gangs enjoying desserts. You really have to listen to the whole show. We are Frosty, Heidi, Frank, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers.